From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, October 27th, 2025. Governor Janet Mills says she's looking into every possible contingency plan to help the nearly 170,000 Mainers who won't receive SNAP benefits in November due to the government shutdown. But she says the state's rainy day fund is not an option.
People seem to think that the rainy day fund is like a checkbook I can use and draw from. I can't do that legally. That wouldn't be it's not available to me. I wish it were.
In Maine, the average monthly SNAP benefit for a family of four is $572. 75% of households that receive the food assistance benefits include at least one working adult. More than half include a person with a disability, and more than one-third include children. Municipal clerks across Maine have already handled more requests for absentee ballots ahead of next Tuesday's election than they did at this point 2 years ago. Kevin Miller reports.
Maine will vote on two statewide referendum questions this year. Question one would change Maine's absentee balloting process and require voters to show a photo ID to vote in future elections. Question two, meanwhile, proposes a red flag gun law. Turnout is expected to be relatively low, at least when compared to presidential and gubernatorial elections. But as of Monday afternoon, local clerks had received more than 111,000 requests for absentee ballots, which is more than 10% of the total active voters in the state. That's also ahead of the pace for absentee ballot requests in 2023, when Mainers voted on 8 ballot questions. Secretary of State Shenna Bellows says she's encouraged.
Absentee voting is popular. Mainers frequently use it. And the strength of absentee voting turnout signals a strong upcoming turnout for this election.
Thursday's the last day to cast an in-person absentee ballot at a municipal office or to request an absentee ballot. After Thursday, absentee ballots can still be mailed back or deposited in designated drop boxes. But all ballots must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day to be counted. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
21 new single-family homes were unveiled in Brunswick today. They're listed at almost $300,000 below the median home price for Cumberland County. The development, called Wilbur's Woods, is supported by a nearly $20 million investment from the governor's Affordable Home Ownership Program. House Speaker Ryan Fecteau says starter homes in Maine are nearly extinct, and a project like this allows people to buy their first home.
These are homes that working families can afford, so they can put down roots and build a life here in the Brunswick community. And we need more of this, not just here in Brunswick, but across our state.
The homes were built in partnership between Green Mars Real Estate and Acadia Realty Partners and are available to households earning $105,000 or less a year. The Trump administration has said its aggressive immigration enforcement tactics are a way to crack down on crime. But in Maine, immigration lawyers and at least one district attorney say that in some cases, it's actually having the opposite effect. Fear of immigration agents has led some victims and witnesses to stop cooperating with prosecutors or to avoid reporting crimes in the first place. Ari Snyder has more.
The Portland-based Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project says that until recently, it was helping a client who had been the victim of what Policy Director Lisa Paricio calls, quote, violent human trafficking. Paricio says the man was adamant about cooperating with law enforcement.
Just repeatedly told his attorney that he wanted to do something because he wanted to make sure his abusers weren't able to hurt anyone else.
Then came the Trump administration's vast immigration crackdown.
This young man no longer feels safe to share that information, and he has stopped talking to law enforcement.
In its push to make good on campaign promises of mass deportation, the Trump administration has rescinded many Biden-era limits on where immigration arrests can take place. In recent months, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has focused its attention on courthouses across the country, specifically immigration courts, in some cases arresting immigrants as they emerge from their hearings. Cumberland County District Attorney Jackie Sartoris says, to her knowledge, courthouse arrests in Maine are not common. But she says the climate of fear is deterring crime victims and witnesses from cooperating.
People are telling us now very specifically that they are not engaging with us because they're fearful of being picked up by ICE.
Sartoris says her office has heard directly from three people who have stopped cooperating on a case because of immigration fears, and that there's about half a dozen other cases in which victims or witnesses have simply stopped returning phone calls. She says some of these cases involve domestic violence and other forms of assault and could now be harder to prosecute.
That means that actually we're kind of inadvertently preventing maybe violent, maybe dangerous people from facing the consequences of their criminal acts.
This is not the first time that intensified immigration enforcement has curbed crime reporting, according to Elisa Hakame, a professor at Chicago's Northwestern University. Hakame analyzed the Secure Communities Program, an Obama-era initiative that increased data sharing between local law enforcement and ICE and led to a jump in detentions and deportations. As the program was being rolled out, Hakame says crime reporting in Hispanic communities dropped by about 30%.
There was this perception that just immigration enforcement was ramping up and that getting involved in any sort of interaction with law enforcement, whether that was local law enforcement or federal law enforcement, would just create this uncertainty about whether that would put you or your family or people that you knew at risk.
Even as crime reporting fell, Hakame says these same individuals were increasingly likely to become crime victims.
If offenders know that there's these immigrant or, you know, Hispanic communities that are not so willing to call the police, they become easier to target.
In fact, University of Maine law professor Anna Welch says some ICE detainees in the state have been arrested after reporting a crime. She says one Massachusetts woman ended up at Cumberland County Jail after calling the police to report domestic abuse.
I don't even believe any charges were filed against her because it was pretty clear she was the victim of that domestic violence incident. And yet ICE is outside of the police station and arrested her, and she's transferred to Cumberland County Jail.
Fear of instances such as that, Welch says, have deterred clients from showing up at the courthouse to contest something as minor as a parking ticket. Meanwhile, Cumberland County District Attorney Jackie Sartoris says all of this is eroding a key pillar of the criminal justice system, trust.
So much of what we do is based on trust, asking people to please come and testify, to protect the community, to be willing to report a crime.
Losing that trust, she says, jeopardizes public safety for everyone. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, assistive technology. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.